Nimbalo smiled sympathetically at his big friend.
You ain't had much fun running round with that tribe, have you? Well, never mind, tag me old tater. You got a new life now, and you got Nimbalo the Slayer as a pal. So come on, cheer up.
Tag lay back, gazing up at the stars.
I'm tired, pal. Play something for me, a peaceful tune.
Nimbalo tootled his reed flute and played a while. Then, putting it aside, he quietly sang a traditional harvest mouse ditty.
When the corn is so heavy, it bends on the stalk. See, the berries are purple with bloom, and the wild oats do rustle as if they could talk. Then I watch for the gold harvest moon. Then if you will help me, friend, stay here or do not roam, and we'll sit by the fire in my harvest mouse home. There'll be lots of good food when the work is all done, and a bottle of old barley beer, mellow cheese and fresh bread for everyone, while the babes sleep in peace without fear. We'll gather the fruit and the sweet honeycomb, and some wood for the fire of my harvest mouse home.
Nimbalo put aside his flute and lay down with a long sigh.
I forget the rest. Pretty, ain't it, Tag? Nothing like the real thing, though. My life ain't been no bed of roses, oh no. Let me tell you about what I went through, mate.
He glanced over and saw his otter friend was already fast asleep.
Ah, well, maybe some other time.
The fire burned low as four little shadowy figures watched the camp. Three of them wore new belts about their tiny waists, Tag's two wristbands, and his golden earring, which had landed on the wristbands as they floated off downstream. The one who was minus a new belt whispered to his three companions.
Yiki, Harvest Mouse, he got a nice belt, just fitted me.
The biggest of the four clipped him soundly over the ear.
Shut up, you're wicked and big and we all get eated up.
He patted his new gold earring belt thoughtfully, before delivering the noisy one a clip across his other ear.
Go get him, old Bojiv. Tell him bring a la cave, mob. Go, go.
He sloshed resentfully off along the stream shallows, calling back in a loud whisper.
Don't you pinch him, mousy belt, while I wait.
The larger one sent him on his way with a kick in the tail.
Go on, shout loud and nippet. Wake all the mounting up.
One of the two wearing a wristband belt held a paw to his mouth.
Shut your mouth, Vic. They wake you up and us don't get a no little blinky fishies. Freak them all away.